You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista and the world famous second date update. It seems when we started these, I thought we would get a few people emailing us in, but I got 7 emails just last week alone. A lot of people going out and then not being able to finish the deal, like keep going out with somebody. It's a lot harder, I guess.
Yeah, and again, we had like Stephanie call last week and she said, Krista, all the girls are crazy out here.
Yeah, well of course. All right. Well,
I thought it was the dude.
Yeah. Everyone is crazy.
Everyone's
when you're
cray.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to Amy this morning on Second Date Update. Good morning, Amy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for emailing us, and now thanks for being on our show here. So you went out on a date with a guy named Leo.
I did. Yeah.
Leo DiCaprio.
Yes.
That's an
interview. Oh,
here, Leo.
So lucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's probably not Leo DiCaprio, but tell us about Leo. How did you meet him?
I met him online. I've been doing some online dating.
Okay.
And, you know, chatted for a little bit and then decided to meet up and all that fun stuff.
All right. So did you guys do a dinner thing, a dance thing? What did you guys do on your date?
We went out to dinner and it was like a cafe. It was nice to be able to just talk to somebody. It's just really important because a lot of online dating is just chatting back and forth, and this one, you know, I got to go see him, and he was cute and all that fun stuff. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was different than a lot of other people that actually look like their profile picture, then.
Ooh.
Is what you're saying.
It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
This one was a nice one, yeah.
All right, so good conversation, and then how did the date progress? Did you guys talk about a lot of stuff? Did you guys kiss at the end? I mean, how did it go?
Well, I mean, we found out that we had some friends in common, which is, you know, awesome, but didn't know each other. And we had dinner. We had those great conversations. There wasn't any coming up for air. It was just really good chat and all that stuff to the point where, like, I had friends calling saying, hey, do you need me to butt in? And now, you know, we've made out.
Yeah.
Cute.
You have an out with online dating, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
call me 25 minutes
yeah.
in, and then I'll pretend that, you
I'll
know, I have to
em.
Come get you. Yeah. All right.
And my friends are used to me saying, yeah, rescue me.
Yeah,
but
not this time.
Because it was going so well.
All right.
Nice.
And So did you kiss him at the end of the date?
It wasn't quite that mood, but we definitely were talking about meeting up again.
Okay.
Oh. Did you get any little touching going on? Little pat on the tush?
Well, of course.
Oh, good.
A little bit.
All right.
Honey.
Like extra lingering hug and all that stuff.
All right. Feel down.
So, and then he said, hey, let's do this again. And then have you tried to reach out to Leo? Have you sent him a text or shoot him a call? What'd you do to try to get back in touch with him?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, like, he knows I have a really weird work schedule, and we had a plan to chat before the next Thursday, which is when I have a night off. And I texted him to say, hey, you know, it's still a Thursday off. I'd love to meet with you. And no response.
Okay.
Which doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no, it feels terrible. Well, you know what? That's why we do the second date update here. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do, Amy. We're going to dial Leo and figure out what's going on for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Leo.
Hey, this is Leo.
Hey, Leo,
who's
what's
this?
Up? This
Hi.
Is Marco and Krista. We're on the radio right now on 93.1 Jams. How are you, buddy?
Oh, wow. Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you?
Hey.
We're good, man. We're good. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're doing a thing that we do called Second Date Update, where we're talking about a date you went on with Amy.
Amy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought she was a pretty, you know, cool girl and everything, but she mentioned something to me that that she was divorced. And, you know, we met on Christian Mingle. So, you know, I grew up in the church, and my father's actually a pastor. So, you know, I believe in the sanctity of marriage. And the fact that she got a divorce just said to me that she's unreliable and not someone I could really trust, because I believe in marriage once.
Okay.
But I thought she was a cool person. It's just that that just didn't cut it for me, because, you know, my faith means so much to me.
All right. Well, that's definitely, I mean, obviously you have your own way of thinking and your religion, and that's great. Other than the divorce thing, anything when you were out where you're like, this is not right for me, or is it just the fact that she was divorced?
I think it was pretty much the fact that she was divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a strikeout for me. But, you know, I was all up for the date, and, sure. you know, I was really excited. She was really beautiful. But after, you know, going on the date, I had to do some spiritual reflection. I had to pray.
Yeah.
And God revealed to me, you know, this is probably not the right person.
All right. Well, listen, that is, you know, it's awesome to have your faith and your feelings. And if that's a deal breaker for you, that totally is. I can say for me personally, I'm also divorced. And sometimes it's not you, it's the other person. I mean, Leo, let's say you meet a beautiful girl that's not Amy and you guys hit it off and you get married. And one day she comes to you and she wants a divorce. She wants out. It's not you. You didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It was her. She makes the decision. She takes it out of your hands. You become divorced. And then you're in a situation where you never, you know, might have found yourself. I mean, that's could be.
Well, I understand that. But I feel like, you know, maybe that also reflects upon the person, because maybe the person should have done a little bit more praying before getting married. You know, I mean, really trying to figure out the person completely before marriage.
Right. Well, I mean, that's definitely a way of thinking for sure. I do have to tell you, Leo, we have actually Amy's actually with us here, so that we could get to the bottom of everything.
Yes.
So, because she couldn't get a hold of you, so we actually helped her out here. So, Amy, it looks like Leo is not excited about the fact that you were divorced.
Yeah, I get that now.
And I mean, that's not something, it's if people have deal breakers, that's, and for him, it seems like that's going to be a 100% deal breaker.
Yeah, I can't really say anything about it.
I mean, it is your faith.
It was really nothing against you. I thought, you know, you were pretty awesome and I did enjoy our date, but that's just a deal breaker. That's just something I can't do.
Okay, and that sounds really, really pretty and all, but when you say, hey, let's see each other again, if something is so at the forefront of your mind, why would you say that to somebody?
That's a good point.
You talk about trust.
It's leading them on.
Yeah, well, you know what? After the date, you know what? I thought because how things were going, they were going so well, that, you know what? Maybe I would possibly try to make an exception, but then I went home and I prayed on it. And which is why I haven't gotten back to you, because I've the Spirit's been telling me, you know, just to put it off. And I guess that it was better for me to not confront you about it and to just let you be. But you know, I really did enjoy our date. I just, you know, I don't want to sacrifice my faith for anything.
Yeah.
Again, you know, when someone reaches out to you, you reach back to them, and if you don't have the guts to say what you're thinking, I understand that. And perhaps this wasn't great, but that being said.
Well, I also mean, why didn't you, you know, put on your status that you were divorced? I mean, we're on a site called Christian Mingle.
Because I'm single.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that I'm single, because I'm single.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't read divorce on my forehead when I meet people, and you know?
Oh, gosh, did he just hang up on
us?
I think
he did.
Oh!
Wow.
Maybe God told him to do that.
Wow. Yeah, maybe he needs to pray on
that's what
being
I'm
able
thinking.
To talk to women.
Yeah.